is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Neonicotinoids are the most widely used insecticides around the globe. A 2016 nationwide water quality study on streams found them in 63% of the waterways tested. In 2014, they were detected in every stream sampled in a high corn and soybean producing region in the Midwest, reports the United States Geological Survey. Legislators are drafting legislation to ban neonics in California, while the European Union's temporary ban is set to lift, even as they work to make it permanent. The battle rages on as to the use of these chemicals, but it won't be fought here on Garden Bite. I would, however, like to share with you how a neonic works. This type of insecticide is a systemic. It's taken up into the plant itself, making the entire plant toxic to insects. Neonics attack the central nervous system, causing paralysis and death. They were the first new insecticides introduced to the market in the last 50 years, with high hopes due to their lower toxicity to mammals. However, research states that neonics disrupt the immune system of bees because it's unique. Bees have pollinated about every third bite of food you eat. Some local garden centers and nurseries are taking their own precautions and asking their local growers about insecticide use. Growers like Bailey Nurseries out of Newport, Minnesota, who supply plant material to many nurseries around the country, have chosen to err on the side of caution. Go to GardenBite.com for more information. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.